Welcome to Grace Tabernacle. We invite you to join us on the journey to transform people into contagious, wholehearted worshipers and followers of Christ. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful toward achieving that goal in your life. Now, let's join in the fellowship of Grace Tabernacle for a relevant message from our pastor, Gary Washburn, that we believe will lead you closer to the heart of God.
Southern California, and I moved to Florida at the end of last year. I'm a mama. I have seven beautiful children, and I'm going to be a grandma. I'm so excited because I hear the grandbabies are just yummy.
They are.
So I can't wait. And my daughter, it's funny because Pastor Gary has called me a trophy of God's grace, and you'll understand after I share a little bit of my testimony with you and where I have come from, that I am a trophy of God's grace, because if it wasn't for him, I would not be standing here talking to you today in my right mind. I'll share that with you. But my daughter is naming her little baby girl Grace. And so it's beautiful how God is just, you know, restoring everything to me and the things that I've lost over the years, and how the enemy tried to rip me off. And just saying. This is my son, my only son. I have six daughters and one son. I had twins 11 years ago, and I always wanted a boy, and I didn't keep trying to have kids to have a boy, but I was blessed with a son, and I just love him. He's a blessing to me, and he's wonderful. He loves his mama. He's my boy, man. That's my boy right there. He watches out for me. It was cute. I pulled over the other day to get a soda out of the back of the car, and I had donated some stuff to Goodwill, and there was a gentleman that walked over to me, and my son immediately got out of the car. He said, "Mama, I thought he was going to hurt you." And I was like, "Baby, no." He was trying to protect his mama. Anyways, okay, so that's a little bit about me. I am from Southern California. I used to go to Cottonwood Christian Center. I know this beautiful woman right here, this beautiful young lady, Miss Alice Spatz. She has known me from the time that I was a snot-nosed 19-year-old, and I'll be 50 soon. Shh, don't tell anyone outside this building. No, I'm just playing. It's okay. Well, so let me share a little bit of my testimony. I'm going to only go back to when I was 15, and I'll keep it brief. I was rescued from trafficking. Nobody knows, you know, they don't think that happens to people. Okay, I was raised in church. My Nana and Papa are wonderful people. I was put on the piano bench when I was 4 years old, and my papa and Nana said, watch us. And my papa was my pastor. My Nana was the worship leader and learned all those old hymns and everything. That's why I thought it was so cute when you said, "I don't know if you know this one." Been playing that since I was like six. But anyway, so that was a miracle how I was rescued in and of that situation. And my mom knelt down on her knees. I want to show you a little bit of God's mercy and how he's so faithful, even when we're not faithful to him. He just is, he's so faithful. It's just crazy. But she knelt down on her knees, and it was the night before Mother's Day in 1986. And she said, "God, either find my baby or take my life. I'm her only child." And at 2:30 in the morning, they knocked on my handler's door. And there, myself and I was the oldest that they had. They were five of us. They had 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds and myself. And his bottom girl, I don't know if you know a lot about trafficking. That's what was his wife, but they call them the bottom girl, which is actually the one that teaches you, and they sell you throughout hotels or truck stops or whatever. Well, a knock on the door came. Well, you know, police officers, not all of them are bad, but there are a few that, you know, not good. So there was, I never forget, the police officer came in, and he held his hand down to me, and he said, "I'm here to help you, sweetheart. I'm here to save you." And I walked out of that hotel room. I only had a bikini and a flannel shirt, and walked out of that room, the hotel room, and there stood my mama with tears just running down her face with arms open wide. And she just, it was just such a miracle. So that right there in and of itself is how, that was the first time that I was rescued. Okay, that was time number one. So I didn't know that I was going to go through some more things in my life that, you know, part of it was bad choices. You know, I can't blame the enemy. I can't blame God. Part of it was me. And so I'm trying to teach my children, you know, you have to accept responsibility, but you also have to be mindful that we have an enemy who is seeking whom he may devour. And we, he can't have my children. No, no, no. He cannot have my kids. I will stand and I will pray and I will not move until every single one of my children are serving him. And they know because they have been taught since they were right in here, in spite of everything I've gone through. Okay, so now I married. I'm going to skip forward quite a bit. And I'm going to, my mother married a very abusive man. He was angry. I'm not really sure what about. Not my problem. I was a child. But I saw him abuse her, and I was abused by him as well. And they also attended Cottonwood. You know, you've heard the story about, you know, there's wolves in sheep's clothing. But he was seeking, and I'm not mad at him anymore. And pastor's been teaching on forgiveness, right, and not holding on to things that offenses, including sexual assault, rape, abuse, beatings that I endured. I've had to have surgeries. I almost lost my life. And the last thing that I went through was I married a man who was my pastor. And he was just a man who didn't know who he was in God. That's all that happened to him. And it took me a minute to forgive him because I was with that man for almost 15 years. And I was his music director. Handsome man, handsome brother. Good looking brother. And he had me from key of A flat. He did this. And that means four flats. If you're a musician, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Sharps go up, flats go down. Where's Pastor Terry? He know what I'm talking about. But so he had me from four flats. And I was like, okay. So I experienced a lot during this time with him. And, you know, I got pregnant with Chloe and, you know, then the twins. And I'm thinking, okay, things are good. But he started to abuse me. And I thought, really? Really? What are you doing? If people only knew what was happening when we went home and shut the door. So I've worked through that. He's incarcerated. You know, there's consequences to your actions. And I pray that God reaches him and touches his soul in a way that only he can. Because I can't do it, and I'm not even going to try. But I have to pray for him. Let me tell you, it took a minute, not a long time, to get to that point. But are you okay in here, son? Do you want to step out, or are you okay hearing Mama talk? He knows everything. He's a strong kid. I just want to make sure you're all right. So is there any other kids in here? I want to be very, very careful. I don't want to hurt any children. Okay, so I'm not going to get real graphic. It just, you know, the last thing that happened to me, it was serious. It was bad. I'm just going to say that I walked away with a cracked sternum. And I stood up and I said, I told you. And I have two teeth that I don't have in the back anymore, so I can't chew on this side. And that's really difficult for me because I always thought, you know, I had nice teeth. I've never had braces or anything like that. And I'm thinking, okay, so now I can't chew on this side. So look at God, though. So I go to the dentist, and over $4,000 of dental work, pro bono, right here in Florida, okay? Right here in Florida. I didn't ask for that at all. He just said to me, what's your story? What happened to you? Something's wrong with your jaw. What happened? And I explained to him, and he said, I'm just going to do this for nothing. Just, it's pro bono. That's God. I don't have $4,000 for the dentist. I don't have insurance yet. Then, so here comes, do you know Antoinette Jackson? Okay, she's saying, Tony. We know her as Tony Massey. Okay, well, I do too, but I guess I still call her Tony to this day because we had all our babies together too at Cottonwood. And so, see, what happened was I got hooked up with her, and from going to, I was homeless last year because of everything that had happened and him, their father being picked up and incarcerated, and he made the headlines in Kansas. It was a whole big thing. And I was homeless, and I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And then I went from safe house to secure location to safe house, boarded a plane, flew into Orlando because tickets were bought for us from a church, and I arrived in Florida with about less than 20 cents in my pocket. You would never know by looking at me. I was in a drugstore the other day, and some lady looked at me, and she's like, and I started to share with her a little bit, and she said, you would never know by looking at you. But I don't want people to know by looking at me that that's what happened, because I don't carry that pain anymore, and especially since last Sunday. Now I'm going to share with you a healing that happened to me. I attended School of Ministry, which was a Rhema-based Bible college in Southern California, and I graduated. And, you know, during that time that I was in Bible college, I had prayed. You know, Pastor Bayless used to speak on, you know, healing. And, you know, I didn't quite realize, I guess, when I got saved that, you know, when you ask Jesus to be the boss, the Lord of your life, there's more that goes along with that than just him salvation. There's healing. There's peace for your mind. That crown of thorns is placed on his head so we could have peace in our mind. So when I lay down at night, I don't have to have nightmares. I don't have to worry about during the day. I don't have to look over my shoulder. Is his family coming? No, please. Surely goodness and mercy is going to follow this girl. Right? Right? That's what the Bible says so. So, I was, you know, I prayed for restoration for my eyesight because I'm actually legally blind in my left eye. I was legally blind in my left eye. I wore a -6 in a contact. They wouldn't even allow me to wear glasses because they said, you're not going to be able to see at all. And then at one point it went to a -6.75. So I was thinking, you know, God, I asked you when I was in Bible college, please restore my eyesight. Make it like when I was, you know, I want 20/20 vision. You can do that because you're God. You can do anything. You can do anything. Anything. So I graduated in the 90s. I had Gabby in 97. I graduated Bible college in 1998. Okay, so this is 2015, folks, right? So Pastor Gary, he's up here preaching, right? And he says, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm doing great. I forgave my ex-husband. That was your first Sunday, right? My second Sunday. And I've been taking notes and everything, and I go home, read my Bible, and look over my notes and everything. I'm thinking, and then he stops while he's preaching. He says, I want you to pray, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit. And he just did it real, just like this, you know. Don't go in your prayer closet and speak in tongues and find out who you else you need to forgive and all this stuff, right? So I'm thinking, he just said, just pray. Just say, you know, Holy Spirit, reveal to me who I need to forgive. So I did that, and I'm thinking, okay. So then he goes on preaching. I'm thinking, okay, wow, this is great. So by the end of service, all of a sudden, out of my spirit comes Ed Jewett, which is my stepfather. And this goes back to when I was 4 years old. And I thought I had forgiven him. So that unforgiveness that I have been harboring for all these years, and I thought I had forgiven. Thank you. I I haven't forgiven him. I've been angry. I've been sad. Why did you beat my mom? Why did you hurt my mom? Why did you hurt her in front of me? Why did you hurt me? You know, why did you smother me? Why did you try to hurt me? It's not okay. I was a kid. And, you know, I didn't come up to the altar, but I sat right here, and I stood at the end of service. And is it you two that sit right here usually? And it was you, sir. And you were saying something. You were saying, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I thought, you know what? How dare I harbor unforgiveness? How dare I make what he did on the cross in vain? Who am I to not forgive him when he's forgiven me? I'll tell you something. I was a cocaine addict. My kids know. They better not ever. But my kids know. You see this tattoo right here? I have 11 years clean, August 2nd this year, from cocaine. I did not go to rehab. I didn't go to rehab. I was reaching out and searching. Yes. And I asked him, God, remove that desire from my body to crave that drug. And it wasn't really about the drug. It was the hurt and the pain and everything I've been through. Yeah. I wanted to cover it up. I wanted to mask it. I wanted to get rid of that pain. And when you're high, you can't feel it. But boy, when you come down, you feel it about 100 times worse. So I stood right there at the end of service, and I said, you know what? I forgive you, Ed Jewett. And I sent my mama an email. They don't speak to me right now. And I'm not mad at them for that either. I am not mad. I sent my mom an email, and I said, Mama, I love you. You're the best mom. You did everything the best way that you knew how. And now that I'm a mama, I understand that it's difficult being a parent. I said in the room where we ate that way, parenting is not for the faint in heart. No, I'm going to tell you right now. Woo! I got a lot of gray hair to prove that. A lot of sleepless nights on my knees praying for my kids. But you know what? Somebody prayed for me too in my family, my Grandma Corinne, my Nana Taylor. But I forgave Ed Jewett. I forgave him. So Tuesday, when I got home from work, that following Tuesday, like 2 days later, like 48 hours, guys, I was so excited because my eye started bothering me and I started itching my eye. I thought, well, let me not sleep in my contacts. See, when you're abused at night, you want to see what's going on. So I started sleeping in my contacts just in case somebody tried to hurt me at night. I could see what was going on. I want to know what was happening. So I took out my contact, and I woke up in the morning on Wednesday. First thing I did, you know, my routine, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, put my contacts on, wash my face. Well, I put my contact on, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, I'm going blind. I can't see. I'm trying to watch the news, and I can't see the TV. What's happening? But something inside, like, it looked like a jigsaw puzzle that was all messed up on the TV. And I'm thinking, oh, now that's great. I got to go to Dr. Ram's office, and he's going to tell me, you're blind. I told you to stop sleeping in your contacts. So something in my spirit said, take it out. Take it out. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? I took out my contact, and guess who could read the small print? I kept backing up like this, backing up, thinking, okay, I'm going to back up. I'm covering this eye. I could still read the small print. And I was like, woo! Woo! So I had to tell somebody. So here I am. I'm getting my phone. I'm thinking, okay, Who could I text from the church? I gotta tell him I got healed. I was so excited because something I prayed for back way a long time ago, but the thing I finally in 2015 got healed from, but what was stopping it was not him, because he already way a long time ago. By his stripes, I was healed. So it was awesome because I figured out, you know what? I have not forgiven my stepdad. And I have to, because I want to move forward. I want to be a blessing. And so, you know, he has kept me through the years completely. He has totally, totally kept me. And it's only because of his grace that I'm here today. That's it. That's it. That's the only reason that I'm here. So totally amazing. There's so much more that I could share with you. But, I mean, that's really, you know, the gist of it. I started School of Ministry. Pastor Bayless still preaches about it. And I had a tumor in my throat. And I had just started school. I'd only been one night. And he actually preached on that night in my last class. He shared about on Isaiah 53. And so I was, you know, up that night. And I was thinking, you know, I couldn't even drink water. I couldn't even swallow water. A single mama. I sponsored to go to school. And so the whole night, pacing, Tuesday night, up and down the hallway. And so Wednesday, I'm driving to church. I'm thinking, oh, I need to go. I'm just going to go to church. So I'm driving to church, and I start coughing. And my little girl, Larissa, she looks up at me, and she says, Mom, are you okay? I say, oh, yeah, I'm fine. Coughed it up. Went back to the doctor, and they're like, oh, you're fine. Rolled the window down and said, and kept on going to church and told Pastor Bayless, guess what I just coughed up out of my throat? So, you know, amazing. And then relationship with my children is being restored. My daughter, one of my daughters, Gabriella, who we need to continue to pray for, please. Her name is Gabriella. She's living an alternative lifestyle. I'll leave it at that. She needs prayer. But she knows, and I talked to her. She called me today. Haven't talked to her in 2 years, and I spoke to my baby for almost an hour. So, and my kids are so cute because my son's like, Mama, almost all your kids are talking to you again. I was like, yes. Thank you, God. So, I'm telling you, totally. So, forgive. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, come on.
Let it go. I would sing it. I don't know the words.
Yeah, you have to, because you don't ever want to make what he did in vain, ever. No. And I'm not greater than him.
So. We want to pray for you. Say, now you know who your new sister here is, a little bit about her, okay? She's on a journey, like we all are. And God is good at what he does, and he's... She just lets you see a little bit today of some of his great grace at work in her life and what he's going to continue to do.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope that today's message has made an impact on your life and has helped move you closer to the heart of the Father. For more Grace Tabernacle resources, or if you desire further counseling or prayer, please feel free to contact us at 352-748-3255 or visit us on the web at www.gracetab.org.